around 1 in 10 Australian children aren't immunised, and it's a figure that has health officials worried. Experts warn not protecting kids from common childhood diseases can not only affect them, but their entire community.
5-year-old Ella and her little brother Ethan are healthy, happy, and unvaccinated. Their mother, Lisa Morris, a practicing chiropractor from Buffalo, decided against all immunizations, an about-face from the way she was raised by her mother, a practicing nurse. Why the decision?
The thought that more vaccines is better. So the more, the better. The more, the healthier. And I really don't know if that's true.
There's still a lot of confusion because many young parents have no knowledge of the diseases that we're trying to prevent.
Do you want a Band-Aid?
Diseases like measles, mumps, polio, meningitis, chickenpox, and hepatitis. Lisa is among a growing number of parents who are educated, middle class, white, and get much of their medical information from the internet. But many experts say it's misinformation.
I believe there is a moral and ethical responsibility to being vaccinated ourselves, have our children and grandchildren vaccinated.
Still, Lisa is confident she's made the right choice for her children.
Everyone is programmed that vaccines are so great.
But public officials counter that making a personal decision for your family may not necessarily be the best one for your community.
Beachgoers in far north Queensland had quite the shock this morning when a 2.5-metre crocodile was spotted inside a